We are in Simen Shin Mem Hei. We're up to Sif Yud Aleph, and we'll be doing from Yud Aleph through Yud Gimel. So we learned the halachas of some object in the Rishus HaRabim. The halacha is that something that is not three tefachim high is bottle to the Rishus HaRabim. Something that is between 3 and 9 is not bottle to the Rishus HaRabim, and it depends on whether it's dalad al dalad. Something that is 9 tefachim high and people use that to adjust whatever they're carrying, that will have a halacha of Rishus HaRabim. And once you hit 10, if it's dalad al dalad, then it's a Rishus HaYachid. Guma Rishus HaRabim. So Sif Yud Aleph is dealing with a hole in the street in the Rishus HaRabim. Im Eina Amuka Shalish, the same way that something sitting on top of the ground that is not 3 tefachim high is bottled to the Rishus HaRabim, so too, if you have a hole in the Rishus HaRabim that's not 3 tefachim deep, it is bottled to the Rishus HaRabim. Hever Rishus HaRabim. It is a Rishus HaRabim, and that's even if it is very wide. The width does not make a difference. 3, it is bottled. Even if people will use it, let's say people in the Rishus HaRabim keep things there or something, nevertheless, we would say that that's a Shimush Al Yedei Adchak. It's really bottled to the Rishus HaRabim because it's less than 3 tefachim. Misholish ad asara. What happens if it is somewhere between 3 and 10? So there it depends. Im rechava arba, I have a karmelis. If it is 4 by 4 tefachim wide, it is a karmelis. The imlav, and if not, have a makom ptur. It's a makom ptur. And again, the halacha of a makom ptur is you can place something on it or take something from it without ever being chayiv. V'im hi amuka asara, if it is 10 tefachim deep, heve rishus hayachid, it is considered a rishus hayachid, and if you take something from it to the rishus harabim, you're chayiv from the rishus harabim to it, you're chayiv too. V'hu, with the condition, shetei rechava arba, that it's 4 by 4, because if it's not 4 by 4, then it's a makom ptur. Now, what if this guma in the Rishus HaRabim is filled? So if it's filled with water, the halachi is that it is still considered bottled to the Rishus HaRabim, and if it's filled with water, 10 tefachim deep and 4 by 4, it constitutes a Rishus HaYachid. Now, even though a Rishus HaYachid has to be a place that, say, if we're talking about a guma, 10 tefachim deep, and now that it's filled with water, it's not deep at all, the water fills the whole thing up, the answer is no. So long as you can see the mechitzis, the halach is that it is not bottled by the fact that it's filled with something. Based on that, what if it's filled not with water, which is transparent, but with objects? So the pashtus, according to most Rishonim, is that if you cannot see the mechitzis because it's covered with objects, it's filled with objects, it will not be a Rishus HaYachid. And it would not be a Rishus HaYachid. Nevertheless, it would not be mutter to put things into it and take things out of it as a gzera that you're going to remove the objects from it. There's a Rashba that the Mishtabur brings who holds that the only time that filling it with objects would be mevatel its Torah's Rishus HaYachid is if these objects are objects that are muktzah. These are objects that you cannot move. And therefore, they're bottled to it, and they're mevatel the mechitzis. So, for example, he talks about peros tevel. If we're talking about fruits that haven't been meisered, which in Eretz Yisrael are muktzah, because they're inedible. So there, the halacha would be that if you fill a guma with that, and the guma, even though the guma is 10 tefachim deep and 4 by 4 wide, it should have been a rishus hayachid. Nevertheless, the peros are mevatel it. But let's say you stomp put fruit in it that you could remove on Shabbos. They are not mevatel the mechitzis, and it would be a rishus hayachid. Sif Yud Beis. Rishus HaRabim in a tofeses ela ad asara. We said that a Rishus HaYachid goes up all the way as far as one can go, because we say good asik mechitzta. We say that its mechitzas keep going up. The halach is that a Rishus HaRabim is not that way. It's only up to 10 tefachim. Higher than 10 tefachim is no longer considered a Rishus HaRabim. Avala mailam asara have a makam ptur. Above asara is considered a makam ptur. So let us say you, in the Rishus HaRabim, you take some sticky food and throw it at a wall. It lands on that wall and sticks to it. But above 10 tefachim, the halach is that one is potter, because it landed in a makom ptur. What happens if someone takes a pole, puts it up in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and on top of it, he puts a barrel that is 10 tefachim wide and 10 tefachim high and 4 by 4 wide? Then that's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Because we said Kalim will already be a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Siv Yud Gimel. Chorim Shebik Solim Klapi Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If you have a hole in a wall that is facing the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and does not go all the way into the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. See, if it would go through and through to the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, we already previously learned that that's called Chorei Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Here we're talking about Chorei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. That means it doesn't go through all the way to the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Imeim Gvoim Lamaila Mishlosha, if they're higher than three, Einem Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which means lower than three is considered a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even if it's Dalet al Dalet wide, because it's bottled to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Whereas if it's more than three, it's not a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Ela Nidonim Lefi Midoseihem. There it has the halacha according to its size. If it is not 4 by 4 wide, then it's considered a Makom Ptur. If it is 4 by 4 wide, and not 10 tefachim high, then it's a karmelis.